Johnny's always telling private jokes in public.
Son?
Yeah.
I'm saying public jokes in
public. It's already being recorded. All right, so we're up to the bottom of page Gimel, yeah? I think we stopped in the middle of the paragraph over there. Okay. So let's start. So again, you see by the, it's like halfway down, almost a little bit beyond halfway. The second word, the imkain ein latmaya. Again, the first word in line is the bria. With a comma, v'imkain ein latzmaya. So nachmal. So again, he's quoting a bunch of Zohar Kaddish, a bunch of Zohar's the Rechaim that comparing and contrasting nigla and nister. So again, we've had this description back and forth. Nigla is called. There's different ways to say it. You know, nigla is called the shivcha or the eved compared to the bas melech or the the queen. We've had another description. That we're going to see more about this in a moment. That Nister is described as like the fruit, whereas as Nigla is described as the klipa or the shell that surrounds the fruit. That's what we've been seeing. So he says like this. Vimkin in Latmaya. So he says you shouldn't be shocked. Kiat Torah Ashasham, the Torah that's over there in that Madrega that's called Nigla, in that universe that's called Yitzira, that as he was referring to before. He's comparing and contrasting Atzilus, which is the highest, that's a Lukas Mamish, from which, in that dimension, Torah is in its primistika form. Whereas, when you move down the ladder, you get into Bria is the beginning of the lower levels, but Yetzirah, that's really, Yetzirah is where the dimension of like of Mishnah takes shape, where now you have Niglas at Torah, and there's good, there's bad, there's kosher, there's Tameh, which is all holy. It's a holy endeavor to figure out what's kosher and what's Tameh. You know, and what's, you know, puzzle and kosher, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, there's a split already. There's at least a possibility of something being usser. You know what I'm saying? So so he says, Ein Latmaya, so you shouldn't be shocked. Ki Torah Shasham, the Torah that's in that place of Yetzirah, Shia Mishnah, which is Mishnayas or Nigla, Tiyanikra Shivcha, that the Zohar Kodesh is calling it the maidservant, or Uklipin, the Torah that seals, or the shell of the Torah in its more pure form, which is an Atzilus of Kabbalah. So it's a little bit shocking. Like we used to think, Nigla is a klipa, Chas v'shalom. So he's going to say, v'zeh side, and the truth is, again, this is the secret that we saw from the first Zayah that we started this Hakdama with, kol ha-basar chotzer hanal, b'maymer harishan. The first maymer that we saw, the Zayah Kodesh said that the Shechina Kodesha cries about people that are Isaac in Torah, but again, they're Isaac in Torah in a way that pushes away Ruch HaShem Mashiach, that they're described as learning Torah like animals that are eating chatzir. So what is chatzir? So I said grass or things like that, but that's not really what chatzir is. He says chatzir really is like chaff or mamish, like shells. Like you have a stalk of wheat, so you have the inner core, the inner kernel of wheat, and then you have shell upon shell, different, you know, sort of coverings. That's the word chatzir. So that's what's being described over here, that those that are being Isaac and Nigla without the influence of Pnimis HaTorah, again, I keep on saying, just to repeat myself, that, again, it's not a matter, Pnimis HaTorah influences and again, opens the heart to be able to be Isaac and Torah Lishma. Once you're Isaac and Torah Lishma, like we saw from the Kamarna, then you learn Chumash Rashi, should be Isaac and Torah Lishma, and should be full of God's presence. But if a person doesn't have the influence of Pnimis HaTorah, then unless they're extremely, you know, extremely high neshama, they're going to be a little bit more tilted to not lishma. So he says, like this is that site again. That's the meaning of the pasuk. What we said before, kol habasar chatzir, that all the animals are eating the psayos, the chaff. But my marishan, kikmaisha chita, just like chita, which is wheat. Shivigmachi chaf beis, Isis HaTorah, right? Which chita equals 22. So that's a remes to the 22 letters of the Torah. So just like the wheat, which is a remes to Torah, genuza toich kama klipin ulavushin, it's covered over with many shells and coverings. Shein, and all these different terms in Chazal, Subin, Mursan, Tevin, Kash, the Esav, all these different levels and layers of covering. Hanikra chatzir, and otherwise it's all called by this term chatzir. So Cain HaMishnah Lagabe Soides HaTorah, so too it is with Mishnah Nigla relative to Pnimis HaTorah Nikras Chatzir. So it's called Chatzir. V'zeh nimras bezar. This is also what the Zohar Kodesh writes elsewhere. Alvarabban, there's a quote. Alvarabban, v'ay li'inun da'ochlin tevin deraisa. That woe is to those that only eat the tevin, the chaff of Torah. V'lo yodi b'sisrei raisa. They don't know the secrets of Torah. El kalim v'chamurin deraisa. All they know is the kal v'chamurs of Torah. What does it mean, kal v'chamurs? I mean, there's a lot of yud gil midas. You know what I mean? Why is it pick a kal v'chamur? So he says, kalin, the Zohar says, kalin inun tevin deraisa. Kolin means the kal over here. Again, we're not going into the sugi over here, what the Zohar is talking about, but kalin inun tevin deraisa. Kalin means the chaff of Torah. The chamurin inun chita deraisa. And the chamurin would be the chita of Torah. What does that mean? Chita is a combination of two words. Chet hey. Chet obviously is a word that's negative, that's like sin. Hey is a remez for Hashem, which means Ilan of the Toivara. So again, the Kalin b'chamurin, so it's like different, even with a nigla, different madrigas. Kalin would be mamish, like an outer layer of externality. And chamurin would already be closer, but it's still, you're still dealing with a Torah that recognizes two paths, of close to God and distant to God. It's not a Torah that's screaming, all there is God. And that's what he says. Again, that's what the Zohar, and he's bringing that Zohar just to make this point, that nigla is compared to soid, is compared to chaff, to the klipa, to covered over, to compare it to the essence itself. If I needed to expand on this subject, without exaggeration, I wouldn't be able to. It wouldn't be enough even 100 kuntrasim. Ha'omnam chacham ein b'raisha, but a wise person has eyes in his head. Kidivri emes nikar, and the words of truth are nikar. Val yitami adam lashakasav azayir, and a person shouldn't be shocked when it says in the Zohar, Eich kari ala mishnah shivcho klipin, to refer to even mishnah, which is holy, it's Torah, to refer to that as a maidservant and as a klipa. He says, ke'esek ha-Torah kfi p'shotel. Again, it doesn't mean that it's chas v'shalom bad. Adarab, it's the holiest thing in the world. But he says, ke'esek ha-Torah kfi p'shotel, but learning Torah just with its pshat, ain't suffix shame levushim klipin chitzainim betachlis etzel soydes hatayra hagenuzim viner mazim v'pnimiusa lemaisa. They are clothing and shells to what is underneath it, which is sisrei tayra and the inner dimensions of tayra. Ki kol pshateha heim ba'olam hazeh b'dvarim chomrim atachtoina, because all pshat is revolving around things of this world, which are physical, and that's what they're engaging in. So it's holy. As he says, we're not talking about these are good klipas to eat. These not, you know, it's good for you. It's good for you. Klipas kana boysam, whatever piece of material is, it's good to eat. It's good for your digestion. V'lochein b'yaisam avinim pshatei hamishnah kilchasa bilti tais. Therefore, by understanding the pshat in Mishnayos, obviously without making any mistakes and understanding what Torah says, nikris eitz adas toiv. That's called Eitz Adas. It is the Eitz Adas, right? It's not the Eitz Chaim, but it's an Eitz Adas Toiv. Aval kasher chas v'shalom toim b'zeh. But when there's mistakes already, umetarim es atamei, and there's purifying what is impure, umetamin es atar, and we contaminate what is tahar, umachshirin es apostle, and what's apostle you say is kosher, upoisin akosher, and you say what's apostle is kosher, and so on, and vice versa. Az nepeches Eitz Adas ra. Then it turns into an Eitz Adas, that's Ra, Umar Lem, and that's very bitter. Now, when he says over here, making mistakes, right? I mean, the truth is, you can ask Kasha, I mean, a person can make a mistake in Kabbalah too, right? So it's like, yeah, so if you learn Torah, Nigla properly, it's called Eitz Adas Taif. If you make a mistake and you say what's Kasha, what's Puzzle, what's Puzzle is Tar, you know, and so on, you mess up, so that's called Eitz Adas Ra. So why can't you say a thing from the Eitz Chaim? Maybe if anything, you could, it's a mistake in Kabbalah is even more dramatic, right? Because like you're talking about very, very subtle sugyas. You know, if you make a mistake about something in Hilchos Moksa, okay, so v'urachim michap ravin, you know, so Hashem forgives. But if you make a mistake in Kabbalah, which is talking about, you know, elukos mamish, and you make a mistake over there, so l'char, that's more severe.
It's clear that's you.
Huh?
There's no room for error in it. It's clear that's you making a mistake, whereas Mishnah is brought purposely so that we can handle it.
Yeah, could be.
There's no room for error. There's no room for error.
Well, again, it, you know, in the Leshem, for example, in the Leshem Svarim, throughout his his writings, especially the second half of Sefer Deya, where he talks about he has a lot of chedushim over there. he keeps on repeating himself whenever he says it. He says v'hu rachim v'chav ravim. So, I mean, there's no room for. I mean, you know, a person needs to be very cautious when it comes to the law. You're talking about very sensitive topics. So again, so why would it be more danger? Like, why is there more of a, you know, this like?
My previous. Well, let's start the other side. By
Nigla.
Nigla. Yeah. The idea of the different Mahavchim is to distinguish themselves.
Right.
They're always arguing. In Pinimis and Torah, they're always agreeing, but finding another way to get to that Kiddush, to that end.
Right.
So when you make a mistake, where you're going in the same, where you're converging, so the difference isn't dangerous? Is that right?
I mean, to a certain way, tell me if I'm wrong. What you're saying is that the whole when you're talking about Nigla, since the idea of Nigla is to clarify which one is the kosher, which one is the tameh, which one is the tar, which one is the tameh. So when you mess that up, it's like a corruption in the Torah itself. Whereas in Pnimis HaTorah, if a person says something wrong, that's not a corruption. That's just you said the wrong thing. That's not a. It's not a. Is that what you're saying? It's not a corruption of the Torah itself?
Right, I think so.
Maybe.
You don't want to find out what I'm saying. We'll find out what the Rebbe is saying.
It's not saying that stupid is not good either.
No. It's holy. It's holy. It's just, you know. You know. I don't know. There's different ways how to say it. I mean, one can be is that it's not. It could be. Listen. I don't know. Maybe you could say it like this. Maybe I'm just in a mood this morning. I don't know. But it could be. Maybe Ruchaim is not talking about mistake versus not making a mistake. Because you're right. So you make a mistake in Nigla, so you can't make. So you can't make a mistake in this. But it's. But it's like, I mean, it's similar to what I'm trying to say. How to say it? Like it's the whole inyan of Nigla is to like we've been saying the whole meichin of Nigla is to see things very pratyistic, to see very very details, is to zoom in very very much, and to isolate the different pieces. You know, to make 2 dinim, 3 dinim, and 5 dinim. That's what Nigla is. The problem is that when you zoom in on anything, you're always going to find something negative. You know? You're always going to find something negative. And you're always going to find something positive, too. So it's, you know, so it's almost as like, it's like the, yeah, you have to, there's something that's good, you know? But the problem is that, with Nigla, you can zoom in on it, and you can talk to just you could find bad in it, like you could actually be metame the tahar, and it's not wrong. But lemaisi, you're being metame the tahar, and the same is the other way. Something that's tame, and you zoom in, you could be metahar the tame, and you're not wrong. And again, we're not talking about making a mistake. The meichin of Nigla is such that you could actually, rightfully so, and legitimately so, be metame satar, and be metara satame. Because everything that's tahar has some nekuda that might not be so ayayay. And anything that's tame might have a certain nekuda that's, you know, not so bad. And so since Nigla is always about zooming in and like isolating something and just seeing the whole world from that little nekuda, so you can mamish like Alpidin, and legitimately be metame satar and metare satame.
That's why you have that tefillah before you learn.
Yeah. Nigla's not, Nistar's not like that. Nistar, you can make a mistake. We're not making a mistake. It's not making a mistake. Eitzadas toivara means that both are legitimate. But that avoida. But you could talk legitimately.
You have das. That's toiv and rabba. You can't have chayim. It's either chayim or it's not chayim. It's either or. Das. You can split.
You can have a very lishma.
You can mamish. Yeah. It's like something. Yeah, I don't even. I shouldn't go there. I shouldn't go here. I really shouldn't. But it just. Like, even had a conversation last night. Like even certain lashonos, Even certain lashonos, it's mamash. It should be nivel peh. Like, all right, whatever. Whoever's going to hear that doesn't make a difference. Nobody, anyway. It's not for me. No. So, it's certain lashonos like charedi and chilaini. Those terms should be nivel peh. No, am I wrong? Should be like mamash nivel peh. Who could? Who? I'm not saying like who uses those lashonos. The holy Jews use the lashonos. I don't know. But you have a kash on taisus. A kash on taisus also. Taisus is a holy Jew. So you have a tzarchin on the taisus. Nishkeferlach. You don't die from a kasha. Okay, it could be you don't pass like a taisus at shver. But who could say that they're a charid l'dvar Hashem? What Jew can take upon themselves the title of God-fearing? Could any Jew really say that they're charid means someone that fears God. Could anyone really claim such a thing? Can any Jew say about another Jew that they're a stranger to Elikos? That's what Chilani means, right? Chilani is the Targum from Zohar. So, okay, is such a thing? Is it not true? You have them saying? That's Metame Sator, Metar Satame. It's not wrong, but it's repulsive, though. So it's like, that's what happens. It should be Lashonis like that should be like Nivel Peh. They should be four letter words. They really should be.
The same. That's why the person came to the Rebbe for a bracha. He said he was going to do Kiruv.
Yeah.
So he says, Kiruv, you know who's closer? Many do Kiruv on me. He said it on me. It's a clip, it's the W-Dua. So I think that's exactly what you're
yeah, it's not. That's
what I'm saying. It's like, in other words, categorizing another Jew is being judgmental.
It's very disturbing. I don't want to go there, but. You're my therapist. I'm just going to.
I didn't know that's what Charedi means.
Charedi means Charlo Dvar Hashem, which is an unbelievable Zach, but who can claim such a title? Who could claim such a title? How could anyone say about themselves that they are Charlo Dvar Hashem? If you know what that, if you take, how could any Jew claim such a title, and how could you think that another Jew is not? The whole thing is just whatever. It's like, okay, so we have to, you know, it's like, whatever. Whatever. It's just a language barrier. It's just language. It's just language. People have to start using different languages. I don't like the terms. I think the terms are. They're on both sides. They're nauseating. So okay, whatever. So, I guess another rule for KMH. Yeah, those words are off limits. Those terms are off limits. Okay, Bezer Hashem, we should only say good things about Yidden. That's the Iker.